There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we were podcasting independently since 2016, but joined iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network in 2022.
This year, we're continuing to share stories from the Latinx community para todo el mundo.
Welcome to Season 8.
Are you listening?
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to Season 8 of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning into capítulo 176.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we interviewed Veronique Medrano about her brand new album. Go back, listen to that episode, leave us a review, and stream Veronique's music.
You can also follow Locatora Radio across social media platforms at Locatora_radio.
So what's new, girl? What's happening?
I think because of the guest that we have today, we should talk about maybe some thrifting finds.
Oh, okay, cool.
Over the years.
Okay, dang, okay.
What has been your favorite thrifted look?
This is so hard because I feel like some of my favorite accessories have been thrifted. I have found some really cute sunglasses, really cute shoes, some cute purses, and or I have worn items from Della Luna Designs. She sources her garments by thrifting, and then she adds really beautiful patches and accessories, and she like dresses them up. So either through her, some of my favorite jackets or jumpsuits, or like I found some really cute sunglasses like at the Goodwill on Fairfax.
Right.
How about you?
Yeah, you always have some really good finds, especially like denim jackets. I feel like I've seen you pull some like really nice and unique pieces over the years
here and there.
Yeah.
You have a lot of really great thrifted and vintage finds.
I don't actually thrift myself. I have like occasionally, like I will go and venture out onto my own, but Fernando is just such a good he just finds things, and he has his little spots that he goes to, and he just has, for him it's very therapeutic to just sort through clothes, and he loves it. And so he has found me some really cool, beautiful pieces over the years, lots of jackets. He found me this. This is not thrifted, but it is like a secondhand store. And he found this really nice Gucci purse for me.
Ooh.
And then like a matching Gucci wallet like a year later. I don't know how he did that. And yeah, he just has a good eye for things. He's also very stylish and he upcycles things. And so he like cycles through his thrift finds also pretty, not frequently, but, you know, regularly, like once a year he'll go and then sell them at a thrift store, and then we'll use his credit to buy more stuff at a thrift store. And so he has it like down to a science.
He's a good shopper.
He has a good system.
Yeah. He's like a professional shopper.
Yeah. And so that has inspired me, you know, also to be more creative with my looks too, and just think about de-influencing and shopping less. I try.
It's so hard.
It's hard.
It is so hard because I feel like, you know, there's this pressure to not wear things multiple times.
Where did that come from? Was it socials?
Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater.
I want to be an outfit repeater.
Because I don't think that before that scene and that line in that movie, I don't think I had ever thought of repeating outfits as being a thing that was bad.
Right.
Because when did that movie come out, the Lizzie McGuire movie?
That was like in the early 2000s, I think. But I also feel like I wasn't really aware of outfit repeating because I went to a Catholic school. Like, at least not in high school, you wore uniforms.
You repeated the same outfit every day.
When you got like a free day to wear your clothing, like your regular clothing, you weren't really outfit repeating, right? Because you had enough clothes to wear again or wear something new.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I feel like social media probably has a lot to do with this idea that we have to constantly post a picture or a video in a new outfit.
Yeah.
You can't go out in the same thing because of the content.
Yeah.
And it's also really interesting to see Amazon now kind of be a clothing brand. Like, people will say, oh, this is from Amazon. That's from Amazon. And it's just interesting to see how it has all evolved.
It's like a label. Like, yeah. There was a time, and we love saying this, but there was a time where, like, the girlies were hiding the fact that they were buying their clothes from Amazon because it's not
sustainable
or ethical,
right?
In any way. Right now, Shein is like the bad guy,
right?
That everyone is anti-Shein, but everybody's also wearing Amazon.
It's interesting because I remember that exactly. You couldn't really say if you got anything from Amazon. And now, I mean, it's like its own brand.
It's its own brand. I mean, from TikTok clothing hauls, Amazon unboxing, Amazon clothing haul. In my building, I notice the mailroom is just filled with Amazon packages. Mm. It's just stacked just every day. There's just a nonstop supply of Amazon packages. And when we went to Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour at SoFi Stadium, we were doing some interviews for the Los Angeles Times, for The Los, and we asked some people in the merch line about their outfits, and head to toe Amazon for the most part. It's just where we're at right now.
I'm really excited to talk to the women that founded the Radical Clothing Swap and talk to them more about why they decided to start this free community clothing swap and how they manage it and what they're trying to do with their organization.
Yes. If you've never heard of the Radical Clothing Swap, they are very, very cool. I met them recently as a collective. They were all here at the Brown Girl Travels pickup party because I was on the cover of this most recent issue of Brown Girl Travels. It's the Marihuaneta issue. And the Radical Clothing Swap was there popping up at the pickup party, which took place at Pocha Los Angeles, this restaurant in Highland Park. It was really cool, really fun. And I was so blown away with the fact that their entire operation is donation based. And if you go to a Radical Clothing Swap pop-up and you donate clothes, you can walk away with as many items as you want. And they really are on a mission to normalize radical sustainability by providing free clothes for all. So please enjoy this interview with Nicole Macias, Janine Mancia, and Henry Navarro.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
We are joined by the lovely ladies of the Radical Clothing Swap. Thank you all for joining us. Can you each introduce yourselves for our audience?
So my name is Nicole Macias, and I'm one of the co-founders.
I'm Janine Mancilla, and I'm one of the co-founders.
Hi, I'm Henry. I'm one of the co-organizers and graphic designers.
So thank you so much for being here. I know that all three of you had separate experiences organizing your own clothing swap. So how did y'all join forces to become the Radical Clothing Swap?
There's actually four of us in total. Yeah. Nikki, who sadly couldn't make it today, she does all of our photography and like website management. But I feel like the universe kind of brought us all in together. I knew Nikki prior from the like open mic community. She used to do open mic events over at Angel City, and her and I were in a book club together. And I'm heavily involved in my community as a writer, and so I was actually invited by Ashley from Brown Girl Travels to have a booth at one of her back to school community events. And my writing is not really like kid friendly. Most of my writing is like about love and death and like dating and like sex. So I was like, okay, what else can I provide to this community event that is not going to require like kids to spend money or like kids to like read this material? And I thought, why not have a free clothes rack? I was inspired by Sway because that's the first time that I ever saw anything like that. And I had a swap as part of my booth. And it was a huge success. And at the end of the day, I had so much clothes that I literally couldn't even fit it in the car that I was driving. And I had borrowed a friend's catering truck. So I was like, okay, I have to keep doing this. And I did a couple by myself. And Nikki also loves fashion. And so she would come to all of them and just kind of show up and support. And it was a lot of work to do by myself. And that's actually how Janine and I met. Janine slid into my DMs.
Henry and I had known each other from working at a public library, and we were able to put an event together for the community while we were working there, and we came up, or Henry had the idea of a clothing swap, something that we wanted to keep doing. But we did that in March 2020, and then like 2 weeks after, we were sent home due to the pandemic. So and I think Nicole's was in late 2021.
Yeah, I believe it was in August.
And I attended that one, and I had been following Ashley from BGT for a while, and I was curious about this clothing swap, and that's when I messaged her, maybe like a few weeks after that one. And I was just like, if you're interested in doing this, I'm down to help. This is the equipment that I have that I can provide. And we did our first one like later that year.
I think it was in like November, but we had never met in person.
Oh, yes.
And like The first event that we did together was like
when we saw each other for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't know each other at all. We weren't even following each other. We didn't even have like a FaceTime call or anything. It was all through text, like, hey, yeah, I'm down. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I have tables. I have a canopy.
Yeah.
You
know, I was like, I have clothes and like a really rack. Janky rack and some hangers.
Our setup was very rascuache, but yeah, that's basically the
birth
origin story. Yeah, and so that first swap that we had, people were asking what our Instagram was or where they could find us, and we're just like, I don't know, we literally just met, so we don't know anything.
It was a very interesting day, because we're both really shy and kind of awkward.
We are.
Like, us trying to navigate this was very comical.
Yeah, looking from the outside in. But yeah, that's where we came up with Radical Close Swap. We were throwing out names, and we created an Instagram that day.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, while people were swapping.
Yeah,
we're like, what can we call ourselves?
Oh yeah, Radical Close Swap. We just came up with that.
Very cool, and it's a story
and
why free clothes? Like, why not a required $5 donation? Right now the model is people donate their clothes and then they can walk away with as many clothes as they want. Mm-hmm. And your model is free clothes for all. And how did you land on that and decide, like, we're gonna stick to free? And how do you make it possible? How do you make it work?
Basically, there is more than enough of everything to go around. And so if that's the case, then why do we need to be charging? Why are people going without food, without clothes, without housing, without, you know, water? So if this is just like a way that we can go against that and provide at least free clothes for those in need, for those who just want to, you know, play with fashion or can't afford to go to the mall, you know, and buy new clothes. We don't ask questions about your background or whether you are really in need or not. It's accessible for anyone.
Yeah, and I also just feel like it's a very radical concept. Like, we all come from, like, very grassroots, like, DIY, punk rock, like, roots. And I think we value that. And I feel like there's just so much overconsumption in the world today, and we do see other people that are, like, charging for swaps and charging for, like, you know, these kinds of things. And, like, that's what sets us apart is, like, sure, we could charge, but we don't want to because there really isn't a need for it. Like, sure, we would like to profit and, like, feed ourselves and, like, pay for little things here and there. But, like, when you come to the swap and you see how much clothes people donate, it's absurd. And that, to me, is, like, there's no reason. We should not be charging for stuff like this. There's excess amount to go around.
Does it ever get, like, competitive? Or is it just, like, buenas vibras? People go and they're just going to take their clothing and, you know, are people ever fighting over clothes?
I would say people never fight over clothes.
No.
It's more, like, excitement.
Yeah,
excitement.
It's definitely more excitement. People will come and they'll see something. I've noticed that people will come and they'll see something and they'll leave it thinking, no one's going to grab it. And then, like, a couple minutes later, they're like, no, like, somebody took it. We have, like, had play fights over, like, certain things, like, cute things that we've seen. But no, I think that there's just we have so much. Yeah. Like, there's so much clothes that there's never a need for anybody to fight over anything.
Yeah, I think it's more like people that go and they're like, oh, I was going to grab that.
Yeah.
Like, I was eyeing that. And then we just say, you know, you just got to snatch it up if you see it. It's not guaranteed that
it's not
going to
wait
there
for you.
Especially because it's free.
You know? I love that. And what have y'all learned since you started? It sounds like in the last year or two that you've been organizing together. And how has it changed at all? Or what have you learned?
I think what I've learned so far is really learning how to try to balance your own work life, personal life, and then, like, all this, like, volunteer work that you do. Like, we all work, like, very, like, full-time jobs, very, like, hard jobs, but we still take time to do this. And there were times that we were doing, you know, 3 swaps, 4 swaps a month because we didn't want to say no to anybody. We wanted to take all the opportunities that were given to us or just, like, collab with these really cool community groups.
And at some point we were just like, oh, we are burnt out. Like, we need to take a break. One of the biggest things for me is like learning how to rely on community. I have done so many like side projects and things similar to this where I was taking charge in everything. Like, I was doing everything. But now I have this group of like three other like really cool chicks that I can like collaborate with and I can lean on. And I think that's really cool. It's not something that I've ever had before.
I agree. I feel like what I've learned the most is to be able to like lean on my sisters. And I feel like we all consider each other sisters now and like, great moral support. Like, I feel like we have a really, really great team and I love it.
I'm just going to piggyback off because community is, I guess what I learned was that people will really back you up if they believe in your mission and what you're doing. And I know it's hard. We see it when we do swaps and people offer help and we look at each other. It's literally the Spider-Man meme where we're just like, I don't know, do we need help? Because we don't know how to ask, you know, and we don't know how to say yes and receive. So learning that people are actually there for us. They have been. They've come through for mm-hmm. us, whether they give us, or I should say donate racks or hangers, donate their time to help us sort through clothes. They've really come through for us, which is a little weird to get used to having that help, but it's also been beautiful to know that these strangers are willing to help you just because they really like what you're doing.
Absolutely. I feel like I love how well articulated your goals are as a project. And I feel like they really resonate with the folks who are coming into contact with you. And on your website, you say that your goal is to educate our communities on the negative effects of fast fashion and overconsumption. And I'm really curious what you guys think is driving overconsumption of fast fashion. At the top of the episode before you guys got here, we talked about like people don't want to repeat outfits, especially if they've been photographed in outfits. So they're just constantly buying. And I'm wondering what you have all talked about the sort of roots of that overconsumption of fast fashion.
I think in general, I think it's everything in life has sped up so much. Nobody like likes to take their time with anything anymore. Everything is very much like instant gratification, which is like, I understand it, but I think it's also kind of sad because it's just creating all these like micro trends. And I think there was a period in time, maybe like a couple of years ago, where you could like pinpoint a style like in an era. Nowadays, you can, like, pinpoint it to a year.
Yeah.
And I think that's crazy. Like, I was watching a movie, and I was like, I know this movie was made in 2020 because this look. And that's wild, because from that year, like, from 2020 to 2021, it's a completely different look. So it's just, it's constant, like, new trends, new clothes. And, of course, like, people want to be up to trend. They want to be stylish. But it's just not. It's not sustainable. It's just, it's overconsumption. It's wild. Just thinking about also just the fashion industry itself used to make so little collections. Now they're making like an insane amount. Like people that would just do like fall, winter or spring, summer, they're doing menswear, they're doing crews, they're doing children's maybe possibly, or even a jewelry line, handbags. And it's just like, at one point, do we stop? Like, it's, I think we don't know how to, like, just wait.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Michael Tura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Yeah, I love that because I feel I've been talking to Mala and really just most of my friends about style right now. And I don't know if there's, like, I don't know how I would define style right now because a lot is based on maybe influencers or social media. And I feel like this individual style that we used to develop, it doesn't look the same anymore. And it's like you're following the micro trends. And I look at my own mother's wardrobe, and she has pieces that she's owned for years from the 90s, right, from the 80s, because they were made to last. And so she has never had to really update. She can update in small ways mm-hmm. versus like an entire new wardrobe every season. And so it's really interesting to see, like, now brands are not necessarily functioning to be sustainable or are creating new capsules, like you mentioned, to keep up with the trends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, like, just as you were saying, like, that your mom still has pieces from the 80s. I don't think that's going to be the case for, like, millennials or, like, Gen Z or any other generations, because most of what we consume is, unfortunately, fast fashion. It probably won't last. It'll probably, you know, fall apart or like kind of wear away. I don't think we'll have anything to give to future generations, which is a little sad because I like seeing those those like timeless pieces and like when people pass on like even like wedding gowns or stuff like that to their children. And because I said, like, most of us won't have anything like that, I think it's kind of sad because back in the day, even, like, people who weren't, like, economically stable, they still had pieces that were incredibly well-made and that would last them years. And now people within, like, that same kind of economic bracket, they don't have that. It's mostly, like, fast fashion and only like kind of people who are in, I guess, like rich people, like let's say, they can consume like sustainable brands because sustainable brands are a little bit higher end. Their price points are a little higher up, but that makes sense because they're being made ethically and stuff like that. So it's kind of sad that like poor, like people who don't have resources like that can stuff like that. And even thrifting is hard nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen a lot of Shein at the thrift stores.
Yes. Even.
And so we get Shein. To your point of like, even in the thrifts, right, the quality is not the same.
That's partly why we continue to do the stuff that we do, because like the prices at thrift stores are sometimes often the same prices at things that you can get like at Target or on, yeah, like Shein and like Fashion Nova. And we get a lot of those brands. Like we could name like top 5-10 fast fashion brands that literally take up majority of our inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, these are all the brands that are ending up in landfills. We see a lot of like Zara and H&M. Mm-hmm.
Old Navy,
what is it, Forever 21, all of these brands that people love to wear. And when these companies can't sell all of, you know, their full collections, they just toss them, which is so infuriating because, like, you can easily just donate that. You can easily, I don't know, you know, do something else with it, but not dump it in someone's home in another country, mm-hmm. underdeveloped country, you know, where you might not suffer directly from, you know, that, but other people are. So that's also our way of keeping clothes out of landfills, and we can at least give it away. Someone will find another purpose for that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, my sister and I, especially over the past few years, we just are always like scratching our heads at how often we're purging our closets. It's just constant, like getting rid of stuff because we have so much stuff coming in. And I, you know, there are folks who are doing like major like Shein hauls and Amazon hauls, and we're not at that level. But even so, just like normal shopping and adding new pieces to your wardrobe, it's just wild. And there's not enough space to keep it all. And then there's also the question of like, I think a lot of folks are struggling like with where is a good place to donate, right? So the Radical Clothing Swap, you guys are so ingenious in what you're doing. And I wish there was more options like what you're providing, because I think some folks hesitate about the Salvation Army because there's like ethics and ethical things with the Salvation Army or with the Goodwill. So for those who are listening who maybe don't have a Radical Clothing Swap in their hometown, I mean, what do you guys suggest for folks who are trying to get rid of their clothes, who want to donate, who want to do something productive with their clothes? What advice do you have for our listeners out there?
We actually have a post about this on our Instagram.
Perfect.
I believe that the post talks about places you can donate your clothes. I know there's Parade. We do have a post on it on Instagram, and we mention a few places where you can donate your clothes to. I believe they send you a bag that you can fill, and then you return it. And they basically will either recycle it or upcycle it in a way. But also, check what's in your area. I think you'd be surprised who, you know, recycles textiles. Homeboys, at least for LA, Homeboys has a recycling textile facility. So it's good to check your area to see what's available. But there's also these spaces online.
Homeboy Industries does it all. Can I just say?
We need a connect there. So we would love to have a swap there.
Okay, heard yes. that. Love that.
But my advice also to people is start your own swap, because even if it's within your circle of like friends, cousins, like family, you'd be surprised at how much you will find that you actually will love. I think that's probably like one of our favorite things is like all the gems that we find.
Yeah. I was sharing off the air that my partner Fernando, he organizes clothing swaps with his friends. Oh. And the way they organize it is everyone takes their clothes and they have to pick a number. And so whoever has number one gets like first pick, and they go through the clothes. That's why I asked. Awesome. That's honestly why I asked him, like, does it get competitive? Because I see them and it gets competitive.
It doesn't get
They want the shoes and they want the jacket, right? But I think, yeah, it's like a really, I think even at your literal local level, to organize mm-hmm. your own little clothing swaps within your family or your friend group is like a really good way to start.
Yes. We also have a post about that on our Instagram.
Yeah.
How to start your own swap.
What is your Instagram handle for our listeners?
At Radical Clothes Swap on Instagram and TikTok.
Fabulous. I love how in your project, you also talk about this concept of de-influencing. What does that mean to you all, and how does it figure into your project?
I was going to say de-influencing to me is just trying to fight against, I guess, just like we have said before, overconsumption and the need to always have something new or to be in. I think I take a lot of inspiration from Marie Kondo in this, in really like looking at your items, seeing if it brings you joy, the emotional connection that you have to something, and really like building a bond with it. I think sometimes we look at clothes and it's kind of like, oh, it's just superficial, it's just clothes. But I'm like, this is our everyday thing. Like, it serves a utilitarian purpose. It's like our armor. So I think in de-influencing, maybe de-influencing your relationship to clothes and to make it a little bit deeper and not to make it so superficial. And in that way, hopefully that you learn how to create your own personal style, mm-hmm. and not be so, I need this, I need this, I need this, and just continue to add more and more and more to your wardrobe that you're never actually going to mm-hmm. use. It's just, let's take time, like let's step back and look at what we're doing and our own relationships to the things that we wear every day.
There's a few like fashion influencers that I follow. And I mean, there's so many influencers in general, right? And I think they're always promoting a product, something to get you to buy, right? As a follower, as a consumer, like get you to buy. And that basically is against what we want to do, right? We're trying to decrease consumption and, like Henry said, play and do what you can with what you have. You know, check your closet and accessorize. You know, there's a lot of times where you can easily add a belt or a scarf around the neck or something and make a whole new outfit, you know? So it's going, I guess, doing the opposite of what influencers are doing. Going
against. Yeah. I think for me, it's like encouraging people to find your own style, because I feel a lot of influencers have the same style. They influence each other, right? They work with the same brands. They're creating the same looks. I feel like our like Radical Clothes Swap is the perfect place for people to experiment with style and experiment with like just different silhouettes, that, and you don't have to pay for it. If you take something and it doesn't fit you, bring it back next month, you know? We tell people that all the time.
I love that. I wanted to ask that as a follow-up, because you all have great style. There's this beautiful image of all of you in Everlane, the blog post that just came out, and it's clear like y'all know what you're talking about. And so I think because a lot of us can feel like we're in a style rut, or we go through this like, I have nothing in my closet, or if we shop for event specific looks only, it can very much feel like I have nothing to wear today. So how did you discover your personal style, and like tips for folks that are maybe in between like their looks right now and don't really know what their style is?
I feel like I'm my style is always changing. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was so obsessed with like being a vintage girly and just wearing like old pieces, right? But I was also broke and couldn't afford, like vintage is expensive. And I would do a lot of thrifting too. So I guess now I still thrift, and most of my clothes comes from the swaps now, so I don't really shop all the time. but it's more what I feel comfortable in. It's still like, you know, a lot of vintage inspired pieces or vintage pieces that I find. But mostly what I feel comfortable in, things that I probably wouldn't normally wear that I think everyone should kind of give a shot, because mm-hmm. you put it on and you're like, oh, wow, I could rock this, you know. So I don't think there's a word, or I can't put a word or a style to the way I dress. It's just, I don't know, whatever I feel comfortable in.
I've always leaned more towards like classic denim, like band t-shirts and jeans, like cutoffs, stuff like that. And I feel like once I started working in like, you know, corporate world, I lost that sense of like, how can I show up and be professional but still be true to like my punk rock roots? And like, I've also have always loved vintage, like 60s, 70s retro looks. Like, I love that. And how do I incorporate that now? I feel like we get so much at the swaps. It's so easy to like have fun and play and experiment. Yeah. And like, I never buy clothes anymore. It's amazing. Like, I never thought that I would have like perks. This giant closet that I can just like go through. It's fun. Amazing. You guys should come. Definitely. Yeah.
No, I'm dying to go to the next one. I've been telling all of my friends and sending the Instagram, because we all have this problem, right? Like, we all are struggling to figure out our wardrobes and what to do with the clothes that we don't want anymore, and how we bring in fresh like pieces. So can you tell us, when is the next Radical Clothes Swap and where?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be at Angel City. Actually, we have a residency with Angel City, so we're there every second Saturday of the month. You can tune into our Instagram where we'll post the flyer, usually no later than a week before the actual events. And then depending who reaches out, we pop up around Los Angeles.
Henry, did you want to answer the question about personal style?
Oh, sure. Yeah. In regards to my personal style, I realize that I have no particular aesthetic that I'm ever going for. I am kind of all over the place. But in that, I like have my like staple pieces. I have pieces or like, I guess, patterns or like shapes and stuff that I like stick to. I'm like, I know this works for me and I can make it work with this. And I can fit that silhouette into like any look that I'm kind of going for. Cause I'm like, one day quiero ser bien dark, bien emo. And like other days I'm like, I want to look like a skater boy, or like I want to look
K-pop. Like,
I want to look like super girly and like from the 60s or something like that. But I have pieces that all fit together, or I can mismatch to get that look. And I think in before that, like I used to get like super like I have to stick to one look, and I think that's where people get like really mixed up with their own personal style, because they're seeing so much. I mean, we're seeing so much every day, like in terms of fashion. We're looking through TikTok, we're looking through Instagram. Like if you still go on blogs, you go on blogs and YouTube and all of that stuff. So you're seeing all these really cool aesthetics and all these really cool looks, and you're like, well, where do I fit in? You don't have to fit in anywhere. You can create your own look. And I think a lot of the times, like you wanna, like it's okay to experiment. Like it's totally okay to do that. But I think where people get, just tying this back into like overconsumption and everything, where people get like kind of, you know, they're doing the Shein hauls and everything. It's like, I have to have this one look right now. Like, it's okay to take your time to build your wardrobe. And it's okay to outfit repeat. Like, that's totally fine. Like, I guarantee you there's people that, like, love seeing you in a certain jacket and stuff. Like, there's certain pieces that, like, when I wear to work, they're like, oh, I love that jacket. That's a really nice jacket, like, when you wear it and stuff. Like, it's okay to outfit repeat.
We're proud outfit repeaters.
Yes, proud outfit repeaters.
That's the one thing we will influence is outfit repeating.
So if you do come to our swaps, we will most likely pick out your outfit and help you style it.
Love styling. We tend to do that.
Oh, that's fine.
It's sink it in, but then, you know, someone will pick something out and say, I don't know how to wear this. And then one of us is like, oh, try it with this, wear this with pants, or I don't know.
Cute. So this is full service.
Get my skin in.
Yeah, you get the full service.
I love also, Henry, that you bring up staple pieces. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, each of you, like, what advice do you have for listeners before they are influenced into buying a fast fashion look? What's like a staple piece they should be investing in and make sure they have in their wardrobe first?
I'm going to say a leather jacket.
I was thinking a leather jacket.
That fits you. Like, it doesn't have to be like the biker look or anything like that. It's just, it's so good. And it fits so many different styles. And some people would be like, don't buy a real leather, you know, because of like animals and ethical reasons and stuff like that. I totally understand that, but the reality is that like vegan leather is not sustainable at all. It's just plastic, so it's probably better if you just do buy like real leather, especially if it's like vintage leather. But yeah, a leather jacket, wear it anytime, can go with so many looks. It's something that you should invest in.
I'm gonna kind of piggyback on that and say a trench coat. You can do a leather trench. I love that look. And a good pair of leather boots. I'm all about that. And you can find so many vintage leather pieces that are still lasting, like super strong, well-made.
I do want to say a good pair of boot or shoe that is comfortable, but also very aesthetic and cute. Now, as I'm older, I want to be comfortable, but also cute, and I don't want to sacrifice either one. So I would say a good staple shoe.
Amazing. And we know you have a clothing swap coming up in October. So can you plug that date and how people what people need to do to go?
Yeah, so you can find us Saturday, October 14th at Angel City Brewery in downtown from 12 to 4 p.m. It's all ages. It's just if you are under 21, you do have to come accompanied by an adult. And yeah, our guidelines are pretty simple. We only ask that you please donate only 5 to 10 pieces per person. And please just make sure that the clothes is clean, because as soon as it's donated, it goes straight out to the racks. No tears. Like, you know, make sure it's in good condition. If you found it on the rack, you want to take it home. And just no shoes or accessories.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your knowledge with us. And we're really excited to attend our first Radical Clothes Swap in the near future.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get styled.
We got you.
We got you. Have a drink with us at Angel City.
Sip and swap.
I mean, yes.
I love
Come
it.
Come to our sip and swap.
We'll be there, clothes in hand. And this has been another episode of Locatora Radio. Thank you all for tuning in.
Besitos.
Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, is executive produced and hosted by me, Mala Munoz, and Diosa Femme.
Story editing by me, Diosa.
Audio editing by Stephanie Franco.
Thank you to our locamores, our listeners, for all of your support.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network. With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.